Om Shanti. How we begin the day determines what is going to happen throughout the day. The starting of the day has to be very powerful. The more closely we are connected with Baba, the more would be the purity. The more is our purity, the more closely we are connected with Baba. Purity depends on our connection with God, and connection with Baba depends on our purity. How much one is attentive throughout the day, to what extent is the subtle self-checking is going on, how much one is careful about one's purity, the onslaughts of body consciousness, the attacks of Maya, to what extent I protect myself from. So, the very foundation of the Brahmin life is Amritvela. If Amritvela is getting, is seeing us sleepy, with no experience of super sensuous joy, probably we are wasting our life. Find out the subtle causes of inconsistency in Amritvela. Find out the subtle causes of sleep during Amritvela. Find out the subtle causes of ordinary Amritvela and work on it. There's a beautiful book in Yajna on Amritvela. Those who have already read it should restart it. Restart reading it again. Those who have never read it, start reading it. And for next 1 month, just read this one book. Morning one paragraph, evening one paragraph. Amritvela. It's available in English. If not the hard copy, soft copy is available online. But try to crack these subtle problems. Fix these subtle issues of Amritvela. So once the Amritvela is powerful, then the Murli class would become powerful. Once these two things are powerful in the morning, the whole day the stage would remain high. If these two things are not powerful, the stage would fluctuate. Sometimes up, sometimes down. And when it will go down, it will further go down and down and down. It's just like a ball thrown on the steps. There's no chance that this ball would come up. It would go down and down and down and down. So that's why work on these two things. Sleeping early, sleeping in Baba's lap, sleeping in remembrance, keeping away from all the digital disturbances before sleeping, waking up. If you feel you are sleepy, little exercise, little pranayama, little walking. If you still feel sleepy, listen some class for 10 minutes and then begin Amritvela. If still sleepy, listen to Avyakta Bab Dada's audio or video, see the video. If still sleepy, go on the terrace and do Amritvela there, walking. Don't sit at one place. The moment you feel you're feeling sleepy, do not sit at that place. But somehow you have to work on it. Troubleshooting. Find out what are the issues. Second, Murli. Simply reading Murli, relating Murli, writing down points is not enough. You have to give some time, more time to the study of Murali. Self-study is needed. One is class study, another is homework, home study. Make it an aim to read it after you have heard it. For that you have to make a lot of adjustment throughout the day in your daily routine. With the hectic lifestyle one is leading, there is hardly any time for calm contemplation on Murali. You will have to steal time so that you can sit down, read Murali, take out good points, reread them, revise them, discuss them, call up somebody and ask, what is the meaning of this? Call up some senior and then apply it to life. So these are the two very important things. So today is the second day of retreat. Now you have some time in between before the Murali. Go in deep silence, in self-reflection, self-analysis. As I said yesterday, review your last 6 months. What were the mistakes, blunders, sins, unrighteous actions, avoidable mistakes, and plan for next 6 months. Prepare your mind for the whole day's retreat. Because we are not used to such things. Our mind wants pleasure, rest, comforts. Prepare it that, oh my mind, today is the day of tapasya. Oh my mind, today I don't allow you and regret and be sorrowful. I don't allow you to wander here and there. Get stabilized at one place. So talk with your mind. Self-talk, self-analysis. Talk with Baba and churning of knowledge. You know, these are the three things you should do every day. Talking with self, talking with Baba, and churning of knowledge. These are the three signs of intense effort maker. He will be talking with himself. He will be talking with Baba most of the times. And he will be churning knowledge. These are the three important signs of intense effort maker. And today, throughout the day, whether you are listening class or not listening class, these three things should go on within talking with yourself, talking with Baba. And if you listen some new point of knowledge, noting it down and then churning it. What you listened last night, churn it after some time now, before till Murali. Okay, so with this, let's begin the powerful retreat today. Om Shanti.